A U.S. district judge granted a temporary restraining order against the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott late yesterday. The Department of Justice has sued Abbott over his executive order to stop anyone who is not in law enforcement from transporting migrants in the state. Over the last few months, Abbott has directed state troopers and the National Guard to arrest thousands of migrants near the border, even though the federal government controls immigration policy, not states. So how did the governor amass this power, and is it legal? Paul Flav of Texas Public Radio reports.
The high rates of border crossings have allowed Texas Republican Governor Abbott to launch his own brand of immigration enforcement, and it sounds a lot like former President Donald Trump.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Abbott has made clear he thinks the federal government was doing a better job under Trump, and so he stepped in. He sent 1,000 state troopers to the border in March, along with some Texas National Guard. It was called Operation Lone Star. According to the governor, they arrested 1,500 people, but referred 35,000 to Customs and Border Protection. He then said it wasn't enough.
But it's clear that this Operation Lone Star, as prolific as the results have been, it's clear that more is needed.
Using COVID-19 and increased border crossings as an explanation, Abbott issued a series of executive orders giving Texas the power to arrest, try, and jail border crossers in the state.
Governor Abbott has several times over the past couple months attempted to create his own version of immigration policy and to enforce his own version of immigration policy.
Kate Huddleston is with the ACLU of Texas.
But the Constitution does not allow him to do that. Immigration policy is up to the federal government.
Abbott went on the right-wing Ruthless podcast in June and said not only is he going to continue building the wall, he'll also arrest as many people as he can for state crimes like trespassing.
We will first be adding fencing right along the border, which will slow people to some extent, but also it sets up a crime. Anybody coming across the border who in any way tries to damage that fence, they are guilty of two crimes. One is trespassing, the other is vandalism.
If they catch people for state crimes, they will put them in state jails.
And so these people are subject to immediate jail time, that we will be putting these people in jail for a long time because of the crimes they've committed.
Abbott has threatened to close childcare facilities holding undocumented children for the feds. In recent weeks, he directed the National Guard to step up enforcement of state laws, and he told law enforcement to pull over anyone they reasonably suspected of transporting migrants from the border to other parts of the state. But is all this legal?
The Biden administration is suing Texas over the governor's executive order that restricts the ground transportation of migrants.
The Justice Department appeared in El Paso federal court to argue the matter, saying Abbott was obstructing the government's ability to execute immigration policy. Attorney General Garland called it, quote, dangerous and unlawful. Federal judges put a temporary block on Abbott's order. And Jeffrey Hoffman with the University of Houston's Immigration Clinic says the governor's other actions are likely crossing the line.
The state of Texas is using state jails to incarcerate immigration violators, arresting people, you know, immigrants under the theory of trespass. These are very, very problematic, and it invites a constitutional catastrophe.
Hoffman just published a piece for the Yale Journal of Regulation pointing to Arizona's attempts to write immigration into state laws in 2012.
Those were struck down. The issue there in Arizona was that immigration enforcement is exclusively a federal matter. It's not for the states to do.
Michael Greenberger at the University of Maryland says Texas using laws like trespass that are already on the books is different.
I think he would have an argument that he's protecting the sovereignty, the state's borders, by having people who are not allowed to come into the state to stay out of the state.
But Greenberger says Abbott contradicts himself in interviews, saying he's enforcing federal law because the Biden administration can't. Many civil rights groups have raised alarms over the governor's latest executive order that allows state police to impound cars transporting undocumented immigrants if there is reasonable suspicion. Rudy Rosales is the Texas director of LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens. He says the order as written is so vague it invites racial profiling.
It's vague for a reason. It's meant to intimidate and to harass.
He says the governor's actions do nothing to help solve the humanitarian crisis at the border.
I don't have an answer for what's going on. I don't claim to, But I say the first thing we need to do is address the humanitarian issue of it all. Nobody wants people smuggling children. Nobody wants open borders. We want well-regulated humanitarian relief for those that come here seeking justice, seeking a better way of life.
Instead, he says the governor's actions are just sowing chaos and ratcheting up tensions at the border. The legality of Abbott's executive orders is likely to be determined by the courts. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.